proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Braun. It's my delight to be with you today. Now, today's program, I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget, and this material is provided by our dear friend of ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript, as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources, at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. King Solomon reminds us in Ecclesiastes that God has different seasons or eras in world history, and also different seasons of our individual lives. Sometimes we sense one season is ending, but we don't know what the new season will be like, and so we become anxious. Our Jewish friends worldwide recently celebrated the Jewish New Year according to the Hebrew calendar, and this year is actually 5776 on the Jewish calendar. As they prepare to go forward into a new and uncertain year, as we all adjust to new seasons that life thrusts upon us, I find that reflecting on God's past goodness and praying for God's future guidance seems to be the best remedy for an anxious heart. King Solomon reminds us in his book of Ecclesiastes, in Hebrew it's called Kohelet, that to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. The word season is from the Hebrew zman, which literally means season of time or simply time. Elul is the last month on the Hebrew calendar, and in Jewish tradition, it is the month to reflect on the past year. The English word meditate is a close synonym of reflect, and occurs 13 times in the King James Version, but is translated from three Hebrew words. One of these is the word chagah, which occurs 30 times in the Hebrew text. We find it in God's first instructions to Joshua as he is about to start out on a new path for life for both himself and for the people of Israel. It says in Joshua 1 verse 8, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Meditation, or reflection, on the book of the law, day and night, was integral to their success. Meditating on the word of God is a good way to begin any new venture, especially when you enter into a new year, such as the Jewish people are doing right now. King David probably used the word haggah, or meditate, more than anyone else. I think his great passion for knowing God came from his constant meditation on God's word. In the book of Psalms, chapter 63, verse 6, he writes, "I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches." If we cannot sleep, it is good to meditate on God's word. The Hebrew word zechar means remember. Sometimes David linked meditation and remembering together. For example, like in Psalm 143, verse 5, where he wrote, "I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the works of thy hands." These verses link our meditation upon God with remembering, either remembering his word or his works. Reflection and meditation, however, are not the end in themselves, as the whole purpose of the Hebrew month Elul was drawing closer to God. King David was very passionate about meditating upon and seeking God. In Psalm 27, verse 8 says, "When thou saidst, Seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek." Being closer to God should be the end result of all we do. My favorite psalm is Psalm 121, and verse 8 says, "The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore." This verse is very fitting for those whose lives are governed by a lunar calendar. The moon's phases are very important in the waxing and waning of the moon, or the coming and going out. In all phases of life, the Lord would preserve his people. Whether they were out on the land or in the land, whether they were in their strength or in their weakness, whether in the prime of life or in the sunset years, the Lord would preserve them. Yes, indeed, there is a season for all events on earth, as Solomon states in the book of Ecclesiastes. But praise the Lord, he can preserve us through all those seasons. With the psalmist, we can take comfort in saying, "My times are in thy hand." I hope this program has been a blessing to you. Again, this is the Hebrew Nugget provided by Jackie Powell. Again, you can go to lightforisrael.org for more information. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.